And you'd went through a similar process in Nottingham and London and also Glasgow.
Absolutely.
Where the exhibition is now.
And it's really exciting. It's a really exciting project in that I make new work for each of the venues each time, so like a video track and a soundtrack for each of the venues. It's a lot of work, and it feels like a really ongoing, almost like a studio residency, whereby you travel to all these amazing places, look around, get to meet the curators, the people in the museums, the technical teams, work out what could work, and then the work comes together. And it's really beautiful to see it come together over the years. So Plymouth now really is the conclusion, it's the concluding finale, if you want.
Yes, the grand finale to the tour.
It feels really exciting to do this on here now.
Yeah, we're all quite excited here as well. We've been working on the project for a long time. So What does it mean for an artist to be chosen to appear in the British Art Show?
Well, it's fantastically exciting. I mean, like, also, I'm German, you know, I've lived here for like the best part of 15 years now, but so it feels kind of very interesting to be one of the 39 artists in the British Art Show, which has a history. You know, it's every 5 years, it feels kind of important. There's fantastic venues, super intelligent curators, fantastic artists in it. So it's a really exciting opportunity. But then also, what's interesting is that one wonders what that kind of exhibition does. You know, what is the nature of a survey exhibition today? You know, is everybody just another name in that lineup, or do people engage with the exhibition more actively? And I think it's not just me, a lot of people this time have decided to make new work or revise work, reassess work for each of the new venues. So it feels very dynamic. It's almost collaborative in a strange kind of sense.
Yeah, and it's good to see a touring exhibition evolve and develop as it moves from one location to another, because quite often with a touring exhibition you get the exhibition is defined at the outset and then it moves from one place to another, but things very rarely change. So it'd be interesting to see, as well as your work, what other new works are going to appear in the show when it comes here.
Absolutely. And I think it's also historically there was a moment when it was art from London shown in the regions when the British Art Show was first inaugurated. And I think that seems a very patronising idea by now. You know, I think like everybody understands that there are very specific situations to be taken seriously and to be worked with. So I think a lot of people are responding to that very actively.
So will you be here when the installation takes place, or will you come back to Plymouth to see the exhibition?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'll be here at least 3 more times. I'm here now, then I'll come down for the installation. I'll be here for the opening because I don't want to miss it. And then I'm coming back to do a talk. We need to confirm dates. Well, I want to stage a panel conversation between people who are technically involved in designing DVD menus and kind of, in a way, have a technical knowledge of these announcements and idents and trailers, and want to square their knowledge up to what I think happens around the exhibition. So we're confirming a date for that, but that'll be one of the regular talk slots.
Oh, well, that'll be great. Okay, well, thanks very much, Edgar.
Thank you so much, Jo.
Lovely to meet you. Look forward to seeing you again. And details of Edgar's talk will be posted up on the British Art Show website as soon as they become available. Thank you.
Thank you, Jo.